Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And women, I'm going to channel my inner guru. It's time to turn the page, little Bob Seger. You ever hear that song, Guru? Turn the page.
I like the title, but I haven't heard it. No, that's I'm ready, though.
That's what we're doing today. We're going to turn the page on that game against the Dolphins. Start thinking about the Rams. You got to have a short memory. And the San Francisco 49ers take on the Rams Sunday night, 5:20, Levi Stadium. And it's their next opportunity to try to turn this thing around after two straight losses. Wednesday's always a big day during the week for an NFL team. It's when things start to get moving and you find out who's in, who's out. And as we head to the Rams game, it looks to me, guys, like Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have the first crack at the Rams, assuming he can practice the next couple days and Kyle Shanahan likes the way he looks.
Yeah, first crack is not the most confident way to throw your quarterback out there. That says a little bit about where we are, Goo, as a 49er watching populace, where it's not Jimmy G's good to go. Like, if Pat Mahomes had an ankle, it would be Patrick Mahomes is up. He's ready to go. But with Jimmy G, it's first crack. What does that tell you about maybe the health and or the confidence in old number 10?
Yeah, you know what, Dibs? You make a lot of good points, but there's a word you're missing, and it's desperation. And who am I to question Kyle Shanahan? Even though I don't like the way they're handling Garoppolo by running him out there and possibly doing a repeat of what we saw last week to where, oh, it's not your play. It's your play, but it's health related. So we're going to musical chair you and pull you back. I don't like that. But at the end of the day, I'm thinking if I'm Kyle Shanahan, he knows what's really going on. He has a pulse on his team. And if they drop this game, they're 2-4 and the season could really be down the drain. So I guess what I'm saying, fellas, is I've come to the realization in 4 days that it calls for desperate measures, Steiny. And if he wants to run his franchise quarterback out there to pull him back and then do the same thing the rest of this season, who am I to question the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, here is the money quote from Kyle Shanahan yesterday. This is the plan. This is what he thinks or hopes, I should say, is going to happen come Sunday. Let's take a listen to Kyle Shanahan from yesterday's 49er press conference.
People have high ankle sprains, and they'll affect you sometimes throughout an entire year. So I think there's a little – it's pretty much as simple as that. I mean, it makes it hard for you to play at your best by no means, but does that mean that you can't play? Lots of guys go out there, and they have things that prohibit them from being their best. But, you know, if you can play, you still got to go out there and perform, and – I'll be the judge of that, watching him throughout the week. And if he has a good week of practice and looks like he gives us the best chance to win, then I won't hesitate. And if it looks like it hurts in the game and it's prohibiting him, then we'll do what we did again.
That makes total sense to me. Total sense. Looks like you got a problem with it, Goo.
Measured, balanced,
very,
mature.
Yeah. Just so solid.
Yeah.
Dibs, I got who are you not to play with a high ankle sprain a little bit out of that. There was a 5% of who are you not to play or go. I mean, Kyle,
are you talking S-O-F-T? Are we going to spell it out?
I'm doing that. Yes, Dante Hidner. Shout out Dante.
S-O-F-T.
Something's going on here, and I don't like it. And again, Why is it you're not giving Jimmy the love or your franchise quarterback the love that I think he deserves? Dude, why are you doing the same thing or putting yourself in harm's way, Dibs? Let this dude sit out a couple weeks.
C-H-A-N-C-E. You got to give him a chance. If he's able to go out there, you have to give him a chance to make plays and win a game that is tantamount to the rest of your season. Matt Steinmetz yesterday, as we played win or loss here on 95.7 The Game, he had him winning six of the next seven. Now, he's not married to that. It was just a fun conversation.
Yeah.
He wanted to get the red and gold to 10-6, and he did, dadgummit. But I don't know if they're going to win six of the next seven. But if they don't beat the Rams, we've talked about it all week. Now, all of a sudden, you're in real trouble in the season. So he's just giving Jimmy a chance, Guru. And if he looks a little bit faulty, same thing happens. We're going to take him out.
Yeah, and I don't understand the big deal, to tell you the truth. Because when Kyle Shanahan said that, before he talked about Garoppolo, he talked about Ben Garland, who's also got a high ankle sprain. And he's playing through it, and Shanahan indicated he might be a little bit of, he might have been a little affected by it. But the bottom line is, clearly Shanahan thinks Garland at 90% is better than his backup at 100%. There's nothing clandestine, I don't think, going on here. I think Jimmy Garoppolo's the starting quarterback. He's got an ankle sprain that's limiting him a little bit, but not so much that Kyle Shanahan wants to go with C.J. Beathard. And I think Kyle Shanahan probably knows we ain't beating the Rams with C.J. Beathard or Nick Mullins. The only chance we have is if Jimmy Garoppolo can play well, and I give Jimmy Garoppolo a better shot at playing well than any of the backups.
That's fair, and that's where you are right now in a situation where you're 2-3. If you were 4-1, maybe you could roll the dice on that drop off and think, okay, you know, Nick Mullins has been great. Maybe he can coax a win out of this situation. But right now, if Jimmy Garoppolo is able to practice fully on Wednesday and fully on Thursday and on Friday, and hopefully he doesn't turn an ankle in the walkthrough on Saturday, by Sunday night, Goo, he should be good enough to at least give it a go. And if you see the same thing you saw last game against Miami, then you have a decision to make. And Kyle says he's not afraid to make it.
Okay, but the original prognosis on this injury was 6 to 8 weeks, fellas. But if you just heard Kyle Shanahan, he brought up the whole year. And you know what? You've prolonged this. It's like when you have a job and you call your boss, I'm not feeling well, I'm not coming in. The hopes is that you're going to be better the next day, that you got that time to rest and heal, but not, oh, I went in for 2 hours to come back home. You don't get better that way. And now he's drawing it out, Steiny, when he says this is something that's going to linger the whole year. Now you went from 6 to 8 weeks because you keep messing with it, running them out there, pulling them back, running them out there. You got to let them heal. And
what's the difference between what Garoppolo's going through right now and what you talked about all last year? Oh, Kittle playing through that pec injury or that shoulder injury. Like, that's what Garoppolo's trying to do. That's what football players try to do.
Right.
But if I'm hampered and the Garland and you talk about Kittle, those are individual injuries. They don't have to throw the ball. They don't have to plant their feet and throw the ball and have people looking and talking about, oh, look at that horrible pass, because he's compromised. That's what a quarterback does, Dibs. That's why it sounds like they're sacrificing Jimmy because they don't have an adequate backup or backups. And that's what you normally don't see that.
Yeah, you're not sacrificing Jimmy. He's not out there gimping around. He's not trying to have a Willis Reed moment, which I love, Steiny. Anytime that comes up, you point out the fact that he had one bucket. And,
might have had two.
Yeah,
four points in 3 minutes.
In a brief stint, but everyone talking, Willis Reed moment. So you're not putting him out there. He's not T.O. in the Super Bowl with a broken leg. He's got a high ankle sprain. And, yes, 6 to 8 weeks. When it's severe.
Originally.
This one wasn't so severe. Yeah. So you sat him out for a couple. He came back and practiced and looked good enough to play. And now he's in the same state. You're 2-3. You're not throwing out a broken player out there. He probably wants to go out there more than you want to protect him.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do you want to do, Goo? You just want to go out there and start C.J. Beathard?
No, we see teams go on runs, Steiny, and sometimes you have to have something to look forward to. So to answer your question, I want to win every game, but I want to have the coaches to be real enough to say, you know what, it's Beathard's turn, it's Mullen's turn, and if we lose, we got to deal with it. But when we get a full, healthy number 10, we'll go on that run, and health won't be an issue. But yet, the Bushes keep moving because the Bushes are the injury that's hovering over Garoppolo. We're running back out there. What are we going to see this Sunday night? A quarter? We're going to see a quarter and a half? And then I'm going to see you guys Monday? We still doing the same thing? How much is he going to play? We're going to watch him in the practice the whole. I mean, I just, at some point, you got to stop, let him heal, Dibs, deal with the reality, your reality, whatever it may be.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, season. You ready for that in week five?
I'm not ready for it, Steiny, but 43-17 is that's nothing to write home about.
First blowout loss in 25 games for the Niners. You know what this is also telling me? It's telling me that there's a chance C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins might just stink. Yeah. And Shanahan knows it. I'm telling you. Even if Garoppolo's at 80 or 90%, clearly Shanahan thinks they need him to win the game and to have a successful season. And I just think things have gotten tight, and now you hold him out a couple games, you may as well hold him out all season if they're 2-5.
Right.
What do you do if you don't play him?
Right.
Next
you're 100%.
Year?
You got Garoppolo at 100%, coming off that bye week, but you're sitting at 3-7. So, all right, Jimmy, go on one of your famous runs here. Win 6 in a row. Make sure you don't lose a game. Yeah.
Make sure you don't show rust either.
I know you were probably good to play in the games that, mattered when C.J. Beathard didn't get it done against the Rams, and then we threw Nick Mullins to the Wolves in New England, and Belichick gobbled him up like a lunchtime snack. Let's go have a blanket snack. So it's now or never. I'm not sure who sang that famous song.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
It predates me, but...
Yeah, that was like my parents' era.
Exactly. But it's
good. I want to say Aretha Franklin. Now or never.
I want to say a Tom Jones or a Johnny Mathis.
I love the young people.
Of course, we all had the Johnny Mathis Christmas albums. There's no doubt about that. We got a great show coming up today. We got DeMarco Farr at 11 o'clock. He's a former Rams defensive lineman, a Super Bowl champion. He does the sidelines now for the Rams radio broadcast. Looking forward to talking to him. And then we've got Michael Rapaport. He's the actor. He's the sports madman. We're going to have a lot of fun with him. He's tapped in. He plays a ton of fantasy football, keeps up with sports, loves the NBA. So we'll get his thoughts on the Golden State Warriors. I guess it's the official third season or third edition of Jeopardy at 1 o'clock today, Dibs. I'm going to hand that one off to you. We're playing Jeopardy at 1 and what...
Yeah, I got nerves. It was March 11th, 2014, Steiny, when my Jeopardy career and my radio career both came to a brief and sudden halt. And I remember you and I met for a beverage that afternoon in a little place called The Graduate
over there in Oakland.
And I got a parking ticket. I don't know if you remember
the parking remember ticket that.
On the heels of getting canned. But I haven't played Jeopardy since March 11th, 2014. So even though I'm clearly the favorite... I got nerves, Goo. I haven't done this in 7 years.
And Goo, just real quick, just put this in the memory bank that, when we eventually get canceled, we'll be meeting at the Graduate right after the meeting where they shake our hands.
It's a tradition unlike
listeners
any
are
other.
Welcome to.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, it is a tradition.
Wow.
Unfortunately,
check my chicken while I can. Hey, Diff, can I say something about the whole Jeopardy bit? My partner gets mad at me. I love the idea behind the game, but at the end of the day, it's not real Jeopardy because we're guessing the question if you get where I'm going. Normally, when you watch it, you listen to the whole question before you try to answer. We're guessing now. That's the way we always play. Okay,
that you wait?
I got you.
Wait until it's done.
We hadn't played that. We would say, Matt, we would jump in. Maybe new rules. Wow.
Well, I'm open to either, but unfortunately.
At the end of the question, were there a lot of ties, Dibs, between contestants?
Yes, and then Whitey, wow, in that case, would break the tie, and invariably, and this was where the bit was, is a lot of ties would go to Dibs, and Kreidler would get increasingly more irked. He never got mad, but the irkometer would go up 1%.
We love Whitey.
Whitey would hit me with a, I heard Dibs, or Dibs in first, or go ahead, Dibs, and Kreidler would be looking back and forth. It was pretty funny. So it was part of the bit. So
that's how we did it. Wow.
I'll play you early.
I like
buzz,
the new way. I like the question being asked. Yes, sir.
We can revisit everything. It's okay. A new season. Right. So it's, and you know what? Here's the other thing. It's really more Whitey and Dibley's show, mostly
okay.
Whitey.
All right.
By the way, he better patent that soon, or he could find himself in with some company.
Category is already released at Whitey Release, and in case you want to bone up and follow along.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Also, on a serious note, I want to recognize Fred Dean,
wow,
Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, former San Francisco 49er, passed away 68 years old because of coronavirus. That's the cause of Fred Dean's death. And we'll talk about him through the course of the show, but instrumental in the 49ers, basically Super Bowl run, and just a big figure when you talk about Montana and Rice and Taylor, et cetera, et cetera. Fred Dean fits in there. Dibs, I want to throw this to you because you got some insight about how he came to the Niners, and it's pretty amazing.
It's fascinating. And I was about 13. I don't really remember the impact of the trade, but he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Year with the San Diego Chargers. Eric Coryell, Danny Fouts, they were a playoff team. They won the AFC West, and early on to the next season, Fred Dean, who had, I think, almost 10 sacks, wasn't getting a contract. He was disgruntled in San Diego doing what San Diego does. They botched it. They trade him to the Niners for a second-round pick and a first-round swap if San Diego so desired. But mid-season, the Niners get that AFC Defensive Player of the Year on a platter. They lose just one more time en route to their first Super Bowl. Maybe the best trade in Bay Area history that doesn't get talked about.
Yeah, that's not a bad call at all. Not a bad call at all.
They go on to win the Super Bowl, too.
Right.
You know?
Yes, sir. Imagine if the Niners could get Myles Garrett right now for the second-round pick that they have next year. And a first-round swap if Cleveland.
And a first-round swap. Yeah.
If Cleveland wants to switch spots, so maybe the Niners pick 10th and Cleveland picks 13th. Can you imagine that? Khalil Mack was what? 3 first-round picks?
Right.
And a herd of cattle?
52.
I mean, wow.
Oh, man. A herd of cattle. You know, you just reminded me of Snake River Farms with the cattle. And
well
that's
done.
Yeah.
Elevator. Sell it.
There we go.
Sell it and eat it.
There you go, baby. You know, what do you think about this as we turn some attention to the Rams right here? Is there a parallel between the – first of all, do you think the Rams and 49ers are a rivalry? And then secondly, is there a parallel between the Rams and the Niners? Rams go to the Super Bowl behind Jared Goff. They lose the next year, which is last year. It looks like something's a little amiss in L.A. Goff doesn't have that great of a year. They go 9-7, and now the following year, here they are at 4-1, and they look like they're legit. 49ers, of course, went to the Super Bowl last year, and something seems amiss this year, particularly with their quarterback, Garoppolo. I mean, Are the 49ers a year behind the Rams, essentially, in terms of where they are in the grand scheme of things?
You know what? There are similarities, and it's pretty scary, and it starts with Sean McVay. I'll never forget Dibs when he recited or he could remember every play call in a certain game, and he was the boy genius that Shanahan had actually got the mantle passed to. You see the Rams come out of nowhere, go to the Super Bowl where Gurley and Goff lose to the New England Patriots, I believe 13-3, but he was it. He was this new, you know, young guy that was just an offensive guru. And then last year, it was just, I mean, it was pitiful, but you step back and you look and the Rams were 9-7, a Saturday night game where they had a double digit lead over the Niners, prime time, and they blew it. But you think they went 3-13 with that stench Now it looks like they got their groove back. Forget Stella. The Rams got their groove back. And I'm looking at the Niners, Steiny, and why I want to say I see the parallels with the Super Bowl hangover, what I don't like is Goff never had to think about his future, the out in the contract. And if this thing keeps going, you know, Judy Blume and getting ugly, Dibs, I don't know what's going to happen if the Niners are going to have a divorce from their quarterback. That's what's different in this scenario as opposed to the Rams.
It is, but I think it's more of a fan-created scenario than it is an internal dysfunction. I think that Jimmy G, Lynch, and Shanahan are all in communication as to the future of Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think that he is out there hanging by a thread. Now, whether or not he's going to play if this season goes south, that I think will be a great indicator. If they lose three of the next four and they sit there at 3-6 or they're 3-7, at that point, if you love him, you put him on the shelf. You put him on the top shelf to make sure he doesn't fall down. He doesn't get bumped
top
into.
So kids can't reach him.
Yeah, exactly. They're grubby hands. Well played, Stania. I ran a 50-mile race, and I got a wine glass from that race, and that thing sits wrapped up, tucked away. It's a definite precious memento for me, but I digress. With Jimmy G, you'll know, Goo, in 4 to 5 weeks how they feel about him. But for right now, the kid's got to play.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, you do put something on that highest shelf. The problem is it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
You find stuff up there a year or two later, and you're like, oh, my God, I forgot we had that.
And
you don't want to do
earthquake,
that with
Jimmy Garoppolo. It's for sure going to break because
no
anything over a 4.5, it's going to fall the farthest. But yeah, as to the parallel, Goo, you just hit me with something. 9-7 last year, that was McVay's worst season. He doesn't have a 3-13 bomb on there.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let me ask 49er fans and football fans this question. Right now, and I think the answer may have changed, but I'm talking about right now, who are you taking, McVay and Goff or Shanahan and Garoppolo? Who are you taking there, Goo?
Uh-huh. You know what? No, I'm keeping it
real. You got new information,
yeah,
baby.
I got new information.
You got new info.
You know what? I'm going right now. I react to new information, and right now my answer would be Southern Cal, Dibs. I would go McVay and Goff because
wow,
they have an identity. They know they're going to be together. It's a marriage, as we talked about. And I just don't like what you mentioned real quick here, Dibs. What I want to have happen for Jimmy Garoppolo and them to put him on that top shelf and let him rest, you guys are basically saying it's too early for that. That's down the road.
Yeah.
But I just feel like they got more continuity in L.A., and the fact that their bad season was 9-7, looking at this Niners season, they'd be lucky to get 9. So I'm going McVay
easy
and Goff.
Come on, Goo, easy. Right. Let's let it play out.
Yeah, you got to let it play out. As we all know,
the schedule.
I don't want this to come across as Marin Catholic on Marin Catholic crime, but I'm going to stay in the NoCal and take Shanahan and Garoppolo. I think what you saw from Jared Goff, and he's having a good year this year, but what Bill Belichick was able to do, confusing the coverages last minute, I think that his ceiling has been seen. I think with Garoppolo and Shanahan, if he gets healthy, and you really get some pass protection. You mentioned Ben Garland with the high ankle, and you've had issues across that offensive line. If you get help on the O-line with the weapons, and maybe it's not till next year, Steiny, but I still like what Garoppolo could do with real protection and having real weapons.
I'm gonna wait a little bit to give my answer like normal, and then hopefully everybody forget.
That's
a
tease.
All right.
It's a tough
one.
That's a tease.
It's a tough
we
one.
Went to the scorecard tied, and we were waiting on Steiny. But okay,
I hit the
know
draw on Canelo Triple G because it was sitting there like 8-1, Goo, and I thought the fix would be in, and it was.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure the last time the Rams and 49ers played, we may have asked a similar question, and I'm sure I said, well, Garoppolo and Shanahan. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know right now. It's tough. It's tough. I got to say Goff and McVay right now. Shanahan, get to 500 and get back to me.
Yeah,
that's what I have to say. You know, but
Jimmy.
But
wow,
you know.
That
by the way,
have been that long ago.
But, that's true. By the way, on the morning show, the morning roast, Isaac Bruce was on, former L.A. Ram, and he was asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. This is what Isaac Bruce said. Check it out.
Let's be honest, man. How much has Jimmy earned? I mean, I don't think he's earned too much as far as playing time. I mean, you know, he came in and substituted for, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play. He was surrounded by a lot of talent, a lot of great coaching, and won seven games and, you know, received a huge contract. So for that, I mean, I don't think, you know, he's really been in the pot cooking long enough. Me personally, I just think that it seems to me that his coaching staff, Coach Shanahan, doesn't have that much trust in him. So if you're willing to pull your quote-unquote guy who has a huge contract so early in a game and not allow him to play a second half, I think that's telling you pretty much everything you need to know.
That's Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce, by the way. Let's give him the credentials that he deserves.
No doubt. Wow. HOF, Dibs.
Wow.
That's not a fan. That's not goo, Dibs. Well, I mean, that's a – I didn't even detect any hate. That was just coming from the cardiac muscle. He hadn't earned, like, it was given to him.
And that's basically a damning statement right there, is you have to earn it. And he hasn't earned the right to go back out there. And you're in a situation right now where Kyle Shanahan, to Steiny's point about get back to 500 and talk to me, he doesn't want to have this season wind up 5-11. Of course he doesn't. And so you've got a situation where Jimmy Garoppolo is the starter on this team. We know that. But if he goes out there and plays a little bit hurt or unsure, and look, the one interception, that wasn't a bad ankle throw. That was up for grabs, the one down the left side. Now, the one to the other side of the field, he was unable to press off the back foot, and it sailed on him. Okay, we'll chalk that one up to the high ankle. But the other one was a good old-fashioned yuck.
Yeah, no doubt. 888-957-9570 is the number you want to jump in on this conversation. San Francisco 49ers 2-3. It's close to a must-win game, that's for darn sure. 5:20 on Sunday night. Who are you taking, McVay or Goff or Shanahan and Garoppolo? Might be a question about timing now that the Rams are 4-1 and the 49ers are 2-3. Nevertheless, he had two things that stuck out to me there. One is he hasn't been in the pot long enough, cooking. I agree with that. I mean, what's he got, 30 starts in the NFL? That's not even two full seasons. So that part's fair. The part about him not earning anything, that's too strong, because he has earned the starting job for the San Francisco 49ers. He wasn't given that. He was, you know, and if you want to say, well, they have two lousy backups, that's why he starts, that's fine. But he deserves to be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. He quarterbacked every game last year. They went to the Super Bowl. Two things can be equally true, as a radio great once said. And, yeah, he hasn't been in the pot long enough, but he's earned the right to be the San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback. I guess what Isaac Bruce is saying, in Kyle Shanahan's mind, I guess he doesn't fully trust him, because he wouldn't have taken him out at halftime. But I think you can look at this the other way, guys. Why would you leave your number one unquestioned starter in a game where you're down 30-7? Like, to me, that almost proves Garoppolo's the man. Look, we cannot win this game. Get him out. We'll get him 8 days rest.
Right. It makes perfect sense, because he is a little bit hampered, and you don't want something else to happen. Somebody falls on his leg accidentally early fourth quarter. Now you're down, maybe he plays well, you're down 37-21 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth, and it's desperation time, and it's a third and 17, and he hangs in there, and somebody rolls up on his ankle. Oh, now it's going to be 4-6 from here. So it wasn't anything personal. It wasn't overly damning. You were getting blasted at the half. And by the way, the five turnstiles were letting anybody come on through. So he probably would have got rolled up on goo.
And you know what? The more I think about Jimmy, and I hope I'm not coming across like I'm throwing stones at him, but he's not 21. He's not fresh out of college, Dibs and Steiny. And I always say this, you know, has he gone through his football puberty already? Is this just what he's going to be, Dibs, where when you got a Jared Goff, you know it's going to be natural with the more reps that we hear Isaac Bruce talk about? You know, he hadn't been in the kitchen cooking that long. I'm just wondering, at the age of 28, 29 now, you know, is there that next level that we think Jimmy can hit, Steiny, or is this just who he's going to be, and you take it or leave it?
I mean, I think this is – we're seeing kind of who he can be at his best. I think the big problem is when you say, can Jimmy win you a game by himself if nothing else is got? Well, yes, infrequently. Infrequently, he can do that. He can't do it as much as Mahomes can do it. He can't do it like all the quarterbacks we know. He's not Aaron Rodgers. So the question is, can you surround him with good enough pieces like you did last year to get over the hump? And I think the problem this year is they're not really performing as well in any area as they performed last year, quarterback included. So even if the 49ers, let's say, were quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers right now, they still wouldn't look like last year all around, because their defense is a shell of itself, and their defense was their identity.
Right. Defensive line in particular, the pass rush wreaked havoc to where the secondary was covered up and then the hot boys in the middle were able to hype it up pregame, knowing that all they
heard
had to
that
do
this
really
year. Yeah.
Just no, exactly. Right? Just closing on the football. Now you see a lot of Fred Warner. And by the way, I don't know if we ever mentioned it, but that late hit on the quarterback was chicken salad, the one that they called against Miami. But that's neither here nor there. You're probably not going to have Quan Alexander, team high ankle sprain. So that means you're going to get, is Greenlaw going to be back? And Emmanuel Mosley in the protocol, hopefully he continues to progress and he can play. But your defense isn't getting appreciably better on Sunday night either, Steiny.
Maybe that's true. You know, Verrett's been playing okay, and if you get Mosley back, then you get two out of the four back there. But, yeah, what about the other side? What about this guy they call Aaron Donald? What happens with him?
Over one and a half sacks.
Yeah, you know.
Is
the offensive line even equipped right now to deal with somebody like him, or is that exactly what they need right now in terms of, you know what, sometimes when a beleaguered line gets questioned and here comes an Aaron Donald, you know what? I don't put it past them to have a good game, and I'm talking about the entire line.
Right. I would normally think that you're right. You know, the old back in the days when they had newspapers and somebody would cut out the article, you know, from the L.A. Times, Donald looking to feast on Sunday night. Cut, 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 cut. Bulletin board. So you walk in the locker room, goo, and that article would be up there. I don't even know if they would bother printing something out to post it, but the 49ers know the challenge that's ahead of them. The only problem, Steiny, is what Aaron Donald does in the interior, and you've got a 49er center with an ankle issue. Aaron Donald is so fast and so strong. Lowden Neal taught me so much about football, especially in the interior and the A-gap and, you know, turning half a shoulder. And Donald is so quick and so strong that I don't know how that ankle holds up on a straight push or even when he tries to turn half a shoulder and get through him. I think Donald's going to be able to feast up the middle.
I'll tell you this, Donnie, you bringing that up, I think about last year's Monday night game at home for the Niners against Seattle. Clowney made Staley in that line, that he embarrassed him. And then they went up to Seattle and Staley made Clowney look invisible. So I hope that this line collectively is like, you know what, I'm tired of our name being drugged through the mud, you know, on social media. But when I see McGlinchey responding to the people on social media, Steiny, you know, going into trolls, that's letting me know you shouldn't be, you're focused on the wrong thing, bud. Forget the trolls.
Little radio trick is you let me set that up.
Oh,
that McGlinchey, and then I hand it off to you because we got to get some context into this. Mike McGlinchey on social media. He was not on social media. He didn't like social media. Let's take a listen. He was on DRK. Here's what Guru was talking about is the bottom line. Mike McGlinchey.
They're always fair. You know, obviously, I don't really appreciate people who are the armchair quarterbacks that take a 30-second clip off of Twitter and think they understand offensive line play. I don't understand. I don't like that. But, no, I can't give up, whether it's one or two plays a game in a situation – in Philadelphia when we were in a play action pass. I went a little too heavy at the guy. Nick still had the ball in his hand and, you know, I caused the turnover inside our own 20-yard line. That kind of a thing just can't happen. And so, yeah, that's a fair assessment. But in terms of the overall picture, I'd ask those people to watch the entire game, because I'm pretty confident that, you know, other than the one or two that have happened that have been glaring, I've been putting together a pretty good season, and I continue to get better each week.
Whew, that was actually from the press conference after the game, or this week, rather, I should say. And you know what I'm hearing right there? Here's what I'm hearing, guys. Brian Baldinger, hit the pike with your 30-second clips. Don't be giving me the 30-second clips. Give me the 60-minute tape, and I will survive. But you pick out 30 seconds, then I can get you. So I think shots fired at Brian Baldinger. That's the way I'm calling it.
Shout out Glory Gaynor, I will survive. And also, I was thinking about Ted Wynn, who does it for Athletic and his breakdowns. But and then he came correct, though, on the play where – you know, he went too hard on the play action, and Nick Mullins got hit, so he owned up to it, and it's got to be frustrating. Imagine if somebody on Twitter took a 10-second or even 5-second clip or maybe something embarrassing you do one show and they played it back for you on your own show. Imagine how embarrassing that might be, Steiny.
Yeah.
And Trent Williams said something almost defending his play as well. So, fellas, I'm a little – my pops would say, you got to take responsibility, son. And we've talked about the line as a whole hasn't been great, but McGlinchey's kind of, better at run blocking than pass blocking.
Have you done the last 3 days, Goo? How's your performance been?
I could do better. I've been okay. You know, I can do better. Right. I'm never perfect, Steiny, but I never would go on this soliloquy about, I didn't mess up when I messed up. You know, like just a minute ago, I buried the lead there. But
I couldn't get him, Dibs.
I couldn't get him. I'm not Leroy from the Bud Light commercial. If they would have blocked better, I fumbled 5 times, but it was everybody else's fault, Dibs. That's not what I'm doing. Sounded like McGlinchey had a little of that going on.
Yeah.
It ain't me.
It's tough. Well, I mean, it's all of them, and that's offensive line play. And, I'm sure as a tackle, when you're out there on an island and you know that you got Kittle next to you, but he's going out, he might give you a chip at the most. And you know when you get beat, you know what happens behind you. That's got to be a sickening feeling when you're the tackle. And, I mean, if you whiff, it's one thing. But if you just get beat, you have a choice to either, do I hold him? Do I drag this guy down by the jersey and make it so we're for sure going to punt? Or do I let him kind of go and let my guy get lit up?
Hey, what do you say we go out to Brentwood? Let's go out to Brentwood and talk to Sean. What's going on, Sean? What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a lot, and I'm hoping it's not negative, and I'm hoping we're not emotional, and I'm hoping I can hit all the points. But this comparison to McVay and Shanahan and the QBs, I actually think it's far-fetched. I don't even think it's close. And if we take away being a homer, look, McVay has proven his system works. It's as good or better than Shanahan's. He's also proven he's a good head coach. Kyle, I think, is going to be successful. I think he can be successful, and I think everybody loves him. At the same time, he's closer to being Hugh Jackson than McVay at this point. He's one good season last year away from having a terrible, consistent record, and we have to kind of take that into account. Now, can he be successful? I think everybody thinks so, because everyone can see his offensive schemes are the reason why everybody's been as good as they've been on offense. Comparing the quarterbacks, anyone that's watching these games knows Goff is better and more accurate, has a better arm, is running his system perfectly. Dibs, I'm glad you were, honest with the throw where he threw the pick on the left side. People were talking about his ankle. No, he made the decision to throw it. The guy wasn't even open. I mean, he does that throughout his career. The difference is, the two pickable balls per game that he throws, most of the time, for whatever reason, aren't picked. Now, maybe these things are catching up to him. He's injured, as well. But, look, I'm going to get a little bit deeper. The GM situation here is borderline terrible. Last year covered up the fact that Lynch was potentially going to be fired. Trading Buckner and leaving the holes in the defense. Look, injuries, every NFL season has injuries. But if you're not a GM with the vision of being able to have people in place to be able to know if you have injuries and can you sustain them, the Buckner trade, horrible. Andy Reid tricked him into taking D4. He then went and signed Frank Clark. I mean, he's the sucker at the poker table almost every year. Last year covered it up. I'm hoping we can be real and take the emotion out. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
All right. Okay, wow. Sean.
Scathing on a Thursday. Brentwood coming strong.
The thing I have a question about is when he said, you know, Lynch was on the verge of getting fired. Is he talking about had they not gone 13-3 last year, they would have been on the hot seat? I think that might be fair, but John Lynch, right. I don't think is going anywhere at this point.
No, neither one of them is. You think Jed York is sitting up there looking at this 2-3 record and thinking, man, how do I get out of these 5-year deals? How do I pay these two gentlemen 5 years worth of salary so I can start over? This thing is
for the
not
third
totally
time.
Broken. Yeah. And, you know, the caller made some good points. I don't think that they necessarily get fleeced on the regular. The Dee Ford move isn't looking very good. Yeah,
let's call it what it is. It looks like it could be a mistake, fellas.
It's an expensive mistake, too. It's an expensive mistake.
They could use him right now. Imagine him being healthy. I mean, man.
And the second Elvis reference of the day, you wish you could return to sender, but you can't. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to ride that out. But I don't necessarily think he's been, quote-unquote, fleeced. And by the way, Steiny, just one note about Shanahan's record. Since Jimmy Garoppolo started his first game, he's 24-18. They were 1-10 before they got Garoppolo. And Garoppolo didn't start all those games, all 42 of those. Jimmy G's 20-7 as a Niner. But if you start Kyle when they actually got a quarterback, 24-18. So
29 total starts for Garoppolo. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2 with New England, 27 here. He's 20-7 before we all want to send this guy out on a rail.
There you go. 20-7, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. You know the number, 888-957-9570. Who you taking, McVay, Goff, or Shanahan, Garoppolo? Also, how big a rivalry is this? We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. And then at 11 o'clock, DeMarco Farr, former Los Angeles Raider, now their sideline reporter, going to give us an update on what's going on down there. It's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options. Along with free pickup and delivery, Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
The Niners season is at a crossroads.
Peter King here on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not positive what Jimmy Garoppolo is right now. Is he Steve Sachs? Is he just off? I don't know.
Stay locked in on the red and gold with the biggest name.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game.
Those would be easy. Oh, my God.
Jerry Flippin' Rice.
If you're not ready, you shouldn't be on that football field.
On 95.7 The Game.
Amazon is now hiring near you. From boxing it up to sending it on its way, every package we deliver matters to someone. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's a message for contractors and professional builders. Did you know when you're looking to purchase lumber and building materials from Golden State, it's like picking up a top athlete? Just like pro scouts search the country for elite players, Golden State Lumber and Building Materials pursues the best sources for redwoods, firs, pines, cedars.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Danny White from the gun again. Danny goes. This time, he's not only in the grass, he's on the ground. Fred Dean led the rush.
Yeah, Fred Dean has only been here for 2 days. He's had 2 days of practice with the 49ers. These fans love him already. They don't know who Fred Dean is. I'll tell you, we played against him, and he is really a pain.
Rest in peace, Fred Dean, former San Francisco 49er defensive lineman. Passes away at 68 because of the coronavirus. Boy, there were three legends there, Fred Dean, Pat Summerall, and John Madden in that clip. Wow.
Yeah. Can we get can we find a way to get Daly, Summerall, and Madden? Because we all know about John Madden, and you know the kids are more associating him with the video game.
Boom!
But the Summerall Madden combo, I mean, someday we got to get into Mount
Rushmore.
Summerall announcers. Brings it with such old school, deep baritone class. It just brings you back, Goo.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm telling you, I feel like we're watching a new Summerall in, not to take it off the track here, in Joe Buck. I don't get the hate that he gets.
Right.
This dude's phenomenal in everything he does, Steiny. And the kids just rip him.
I may be mistaken, but I think the one difference is Summerall equaled football.
Wow.
Buck equals play-by-play of all, you know what I mean?
That's
so you
fair.
just equated Summerall. I'm not taking anything away from Buck.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, man. When the game came on, if you heard Summerall and Madden, you knew you were the game.
Yeah,
it didn't matter. Like even if you were at 1 o'clock, you know how Guru said, "I want it all myself." When Summerall and Madden were on the game, that's the only game that really mattered at that point.
And, you know, especially when it's Niners-Cowboys like that was. And, you know, Fred Dean after Danny White and, you know, Goo, all the old names for those of us old heads remember. But the kids, do yourself a favor, cue up some Fred Dean highlights, and then you'll realize how a ferocious pass rusher can change things. As we're all sad about not seeing Nick Bosa this year, just remember what the impact can be once he comes back.
That's true.
A lot of these problems are going to be fixed He could be on a Fred Dean track, you hope.
I see your calls. Going to get to those in a moment, but I want to share this text because it got me to thinking. It's from the 408. Shanahan is 20-7 with Jimmy Garoppolo, 5-21 without Jimmy Garoppolo. Now he says, how good of a coach is Shanahan really? My question is, so if Shanahan is 20-7 with Garoppolo and 5-21 without Garoppolo, how the hell can Shanahan not trust Jimmy Garoppolo?
Right. And how is that an indictment on Shanahan as a coach because he can't get it done with lesser? Or is Jimmy G just that much better than people are giving him credit for?
And I'll say this, Steiny. What's Shanny's record? What's their record together in the Super Bowl? You know, that would supersede all the two.
Same as Harbaugh and Kaepernick.
There you go.
Dan, that might be a pike.
Golf and McVay. Golf
I may just simply go pike.
Has any team had Heartbreak Hotel, shout out Michael Jackson, in the Super Bowl like the Niners have here recently?
What are you talking about? They're 5-2.
No, but these last two have just
Jim Kelly's on the phone. I'm pretty sure he's still alive. Jim Kelly's on the phone.
Football guy.
Scotty Norwood.
The way you're right there with the ball to win it.
But, Goo, you can't define
Jackie Smith. Ask Jackie Smith, Goo.
You got me, Scotty. Right. You're going way back now.
Ask us Shula and Marino. Do we look at Shula and Marino? Neither one of them can be among the all-time greats because they're 0-1 in the Super Bowl. Hit the pike.
There you go.
I go Buffalo with Scott Norwood. They had the field goal. You're thinking he's going to make it, and then it sails left. So that they can supersede what the Niners had, though. These last two, they were about to win it, you know.
Antonio's in Oakland. Antonio, say hello to Dan Dibley, the newest member of the Midday Show at 10 to 2.
Oh, hey, Dan Dibley. Yeah, I'm known for calling this show a whole lot over the course of the past couple of years. So, yeah, I want to touch base on the 49ers and Rams. You know, like anything can happen, division game on prime time. And, you know, for the caller that, you know, questioned about the Niners' player acquisitions and not doing good, they didn't do good or whatever. I mean, the Rams, the Todd Gurley deal, you know, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Ramsey, like especially last year, he was inconsistent. So, like, you know, everybody has, like, you know, not so good player acquisitions. You know,
fair.
And secondly, as far as Garoppolo and Shanahan being 0-1 in Super Bowl, I recall Sean McVay and Jared Goff in 0-1 Super Bowl too. So, I mean, like I said, are they for the job?
Antonio, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We already schooled Guru on that. We threw a flag on that.
My computer came up with that stat. Yeah, you know, that's
the computer between your ears.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was like throwing off the back foot. Is that, you know, you hope nobody picks it off. You hope somebody knocks that thing down because that thing was fluttering over the middle between the hash marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, hoping somebody knocked that down for you, Goo. By the way, yeah, just Goo. Quickly on Antonio's call, sure. We have to remember Quan Alexander was a pretty darn good game-changing acquisition during the Lynch and Shanahan era. And Richard Sherman, I believe, also came in during their tenure. Sure. And he's done a lot. So as we highlight the D Ford right. miss, we still have to realize the hits that he had.
Oh, hey, Dan,
I'm going to go a step further in terms of good moves. Acquiring Jimmy Garoppolo was a good move. It was a damn good move, no matter how it came about. We say what you want. They've had a starting quarterback for 2 or 3 years now, and they've had success for one of them.
You mentioned it, 20-7 with, 5-21 without. So just based on my math, Guru, it's been a pretty good signing. Your winning percentage is about 400 points higher when you got number 10 on the pitch as opposed to him in one of those various MRI machines.
And I'm over here wondering why he's running a gimpy Garoppolo out there when he knows he's right. probably familiar with those numbers. Like, we ain't got a chance in hell to win with these two.
Steiny can't overlook
Mullins and Beathard.
925 says Steiny can't overlook the fact the Niners' defense helped win a lot of those games with Garoppolo. No question. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, and you realize how it all plays in together. You know, there's no it's not like basketball where a guy can take over a game.
Right.
You know, you get a punt blocked opening day against the Cardinals, and it changes the game. It just changed the game. You know, Bosa's out. The defense isn't what it used to be. All of a sudden, the other team's got the ball longer. And now there's a little more pressure on the offense. Because, you know, this year you've gotten down in a couple games. It truly is a multitude of things. And always the quarterback's going to be at the top. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Well, it's because he's got the ball the longest. And we as sports fans, especially on TV, most of the time you're watching the ball. So, you know, before the play, everyone's looking at both lines of scrimmage because that's what they show us. On the snap, you're following the quarterback, and if he hands it, your eyes go to the running back. If he throws it, your eyes go to the receiver. So it's because of that that all of us fixate on the position. But you're right, Steiny. The Bosa impact where there's longer drives, the defense is more taxed, the offense is under more pressure, they have to abandon the run. These subtleties all add up to 2-3 instead of 4-1.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's go out to Miguelito. Miguelito, what is going on, man?
Hello, Steinmetz. Hello, hey. Blue. And hello, Mr. Dibley. You know I'm a Molinista, but I like Garoppolo. But Shanahan he's fudging around with like the guy is hurt, man. I'm a Guru, like just rest the guy, man. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let Mullen start. Excuse me?
He's saying bye-bye. Miguelito, are you still a Molinista after the catastrophe that we saw last time he was on the field?
Yes, I am, because if you notice, they were the Philadelphia Eagles were playing for their lives. They were fighting like Rocky, and they came out from the start and beat us up. You know,
which Rocky?
It wasn't Mullen's fault he was getting jacked up. And anyway, the thing I want to say is that they just got to come out fighting like Rocky and let Mullen start, and then if Mullen don't do it, put in Garoppolo.
But all right, thanks a lot, Miguelito. Appreciate it. By the way, one of the great soundtracks of all time, the Rocky soundtrack.
Oh, man.
You got a big mouth, you know?
Goo, put a little Gonna Fly now on the speakers before the game. Get the Niners jacked up. You start closing your eyes and imagining Rocky breaking those eggs into that cup at 4 in the morning.
Was going to be the theme against Philly Sunday night when you were playing a lowly Eagle team.
You can't use it against Philly. You can never do that.
Philly how about Miami dibs?
Yeah.
See, I'm running out of all that. This is it. You know, I'm stunned. I'm going to try to be positive, but I am stunned that it's gotten to this point, and you two gents think something's going to magically change before they take on the better team of the last two games.
You can feel it, Goo. Let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel it, and we'll see what I'm doing on Monday.
Yeah, I think we need to get Jimmy Garoppolo in a tight pen chasing chicken, Steiny. and you know, really working on that, on that footwork. See how that ankle is. Jimmy,
get him in the meat locker.
I was thinking Kittle in the meat locker. You could see George in there all wrapped up, just going to work on a side of beef.
I share with Steiny, I turned little Daryl on to the Rocky trilogy. Yeah. I forgot Rocky collected money. I didn't know that was his job
early.
Early.
He broke fingers.
He didn't like
you know
it.
What?
He didn't like that job. Rocky
here's the,
was,
here's the rat on the table. As a, when he was working for the bookie, he was S-O-F-T. Remember, he couldn't break guys' fingers.
I love Rocky for that. I love him.
All right. All right, and we come back. We got DeMarco Farr. Former Ram, now they're sideline reporter. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Oh, hey, Dan Dibley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.